Tony Hollow, executive director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Jackson, but formerly longtime superintendent. I bet you're glad you're not a superintendent this morning.
I really, we've kind of talked about this before a little bit. It's a tough time for them, I'm sure, and I've been in touch with a few over the last couple of weeks, and you know, I feel for them. The one thing I can say is, you know, the county's in good hands, Greg. They've got some great people.
Yeah.
Working in those positions that are doing the best they can with the information that they have and keeping their communities and their kids first. So I wish them well over the next couple of weeks for sure, though. But
Tony, it's a challenge on a good day, isn't it?
It is. I mean, just like I remember this time of year when there are not issues, you know, just getting things ready and trying to make ends meet and proportioning the money allotments that you have provided to, you know, get your staff ready and get the curriculum all set. Make sure you're all on the same page with all your building administrators. And now you throw this in the loop and it just can't be easy, but they're going to get through it, and we're all going to be better because of it. We, you know, it may provide us some options that we didn't have before when things settle, Greg. You know, the new virtual end that maybe we weren't utilizing or implementing enough during my time, you know, even 4 or 5 years ago, to have that now as a strategy and now not only as a strategy, but actual the main source of curriculum implementation, you know, what kind of tool will that provide and show value to once it's been actually implemented? So there's going to be some good things that come out of this, and we're going to be a better community because of it.
Well, Tony, you got a big event coming up tomorrow for Big Brothers Big Sisters.
We do. We've got a couple, and they're the same great activities, but they're just going to look a little bit different. The first, excuse me, as you mentioned, is our summer picnic, which is also which has always been held at the Cascades. We just didn't feel comfortable, you know, in the normal protocol, the normal way that it's been set up. So we're doing a drive-through picnic, and we're kind of excited about it. Our board's excited, and certainly our staff is excited, and we're going to use the parking lot. We're located on North Jackson Street, in the United Way building, and we're going to use that parking lot. Folks are going to drive in off of North Jackson, come through that side lot, Greg, and then pull around to the back. There's a little grass area in the back, and we're going to, along with our sponsor, Frosty Boy, provide some grilling, some hot dogs, some sides, and then they're going to make a little less curved turn towards the building, and Danny's going to be there. I'm and Eddie providing some ice cream and drive along the building and pick that up with their littles and perspective littles in waiting, as we call them, on deck littles, and then drive out on Ganson. So our kids have the opportunity to, that what's nice about this picnic, whether it's the way it traditionally used to be at the park or in this drive-through format, Greg, it's great because the littles have an opportunity to go with their parents and their families, or with their big. Their big can also drive them through and pick them up, say hi to our volunteers, and which many of them work with, the match specialist on our team, on our staff. So It should be nice. It won't be the same, but what is nowadays, and we're certainly going to make the most out of it.
That's tomorrow starting at 5:30?
Yep. There's volunteers listening out there that are either signed up already or would like to. That's meeting at our office at about 4:30 for setup.
Mm-hmm.
And 5:30 on the drive through begin till 6:30, and then we'll tear down after that. So it looks good. 784-7181 is the number, Greg. If anybody's interested, finding out more about the organization, finding out more about tomorrow, wanting to volunteer, or having knowing someone that is a little brother or little sister or someone that's on the wait list, give us a call. We'll work you into tomorrow's activity.
I may break in there for Frosty Boy.
Well, okay, that would be great. You're more than welcome. I know you're a push-up fan, so you know, Danny does such a wonderful job. You know, he's got the one on Cooper, and
yeah,
has the also holds the one at Vandercook. That's where I got to know him.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a friend for quite a few years since he moved into Vandy, and he's got a heart of gold, I'll tell you that.
Well, good deal. Thanks to them for helping out. Now your golf event's full.
Our golf event is full. Yeah.
Wow.
And I have one other person I was going to mention before we went on to the athletic end, because I know once you start that, it's hard to get you away. Kathy Smaltz, brought up, we wanted to throw in a gift for the kids as they came through, and Kathy brought up hundreds of dollars of stuff yesterday on her own to throw in our gift bags, lunch bags, and I just wanted to reach out to Kathy. I know you know her, and
sure,
what a generous soul she is, and always a big advocate of big brothers and big sisters.
Is she still on your board, Tony?
She's not on our board, no.
Oh, okay.
But she's remained a friend. I know she misses the Grand Slam. She's been key in that over the years, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so people like that tend to channel somewhere else to show their generosity when something else hasn't worked out. So thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. So golf event is out at Hankered Hills, and you're full up. That's a good deal. Good news.
It is great. And this was one when we first heard about it, and when all the COVID stuff became apparent in March, we switched it right away to later August because it was the June original date, and then we switched it to August 21st right away, and it seems to be that seems to be working well for us. So, you know, we have the 36 foursome. This is an event, Greg, that's sponsored by our friends at OmniSource, Dan McDonald, and his team, including my son Logan and Mark Richardson, great friends of ours. For the last 3 years, they have sponsored this event, and we have 36 foursomes. Pre-registration, we're doing things different again. We've met a couple of times with Hankered Hills, and we think we've got it streamlined. The majority of people, except for a few, have all prepaid. They've all pre-registered. Some of the hoopla that we've done before with a little breakfast inside, continental breakfast, we're either taking outside or putting right into the cart. We're spreading the carts apart and doing all the things that, you know, we're supposed to do. But the bottom line is, you know, we have 36 foursomes, and it's down to what we hope for every year, and that's good weather. So,
that's a big group.
Yeah. Yeah. That's 140-some golfers.
Yeah, that's... So you're still maybe looking for some sponsor help, Tony?
Right. That would be the greatest anything that anyone could do today. You know, I mean, we have three sponsors left, three types of sponsorships left. We have whole sponsors, and we have what we call the greenie sponsor, and we also have, we didn't do any, as I said before, to be in accordance with the guidelines and regulations, so we're not doing anything inside. And we usually do baskets, a little raffles and auction items. We threw that out, so we added a $25 like a COVID sponsor, so people that so many people donate for that auction, whether it be Subway or whatever, and they make up different baskets for us, different restaurants. Polly's has been great, you know, all different kinds of things like that. So instead of that, we just went to a, you know, a sponsorship thing to provide the money for our organizations, but not bring people inside. So right. Those three sponsorships are available, Greg, and 784-7181. If anybody wants to help that, we're definitely behind our fall. Our fall event is, we just don't know what that's going to look like. That's Piano Wars that's held at Davis's. That's definitely under revision as we speak.
Right.
So we've been doing okay, though. I mean, our organization's okay. We're behind in two areas, and one of which, of course, is our volunteers. You know, it's just difficult to make that connection. And with new bigs in a time like this, but it's starting to pick up a little bit, and that's great. And we're projecting being a little bit behind in funding at the end of the year, but not too bad. But an outing like this, like in golf for kids' sake, really help if a couple additional sponsors jumped on to make us whole for 2020.
You think once schools are back in, that will help you guys out too, Tony?
Well, I do think it will help. You know, one part of our matches, we have two parts of our matches, Greg, and the one part is the kind of the poster child part, the community-based matches, which, you know, takes into account a big and a little and their activities and their projects and their connections. Are pretty much geared towards community activities, you know, the way that you would think Big Brothers and Big Sisters would look. But we also have a high number of matches that are in our site-based program, and our site-based program is our school program. So mm-hmm. we're right in it, trying to find out ways. We've been meeting, and not only with our state alliance, but even in our own team, and we know we're going to have to go virtual, because if you have a schedule, like some of our districts are thinking about a hybrid schedule, seeing their kids only 2 days a week, right?
Yep.
And then in a planning day in the middle, and then two different sets of students the next day. I don't blame that at all. They're not going to give an hour that time to Big Brothers and Big Sisters coming in to work with their kids, even though, you know, there's tons of mentoring and skill building and curriculum help and assistance going on. That's a tough hour to gain, where it wasn't as much when you're, you know, for 37 or 38 hours with a student during a week. So, we're going to have to connect with them differently. We're starting to work with our bigs on strategies to be able to get to that student an hour, but at least they'll be able to connect. So it will be helpful because that program will be back in effect.
Do you get many senior citizens in the program?
Not enough.
Tony, and is that a good age group?
It's a wonderful age group. It's just like anything else. That age group seems to be more dependable because they have a little bit more time. And I certainly can make those kinds of comments with confidence that no one would be offended because I'm in the group. So, you know, they're very dependable. They're very, you know, they're very conscientious. It's interesting that many of them, Greg, and you bring up a great point, because the most confident that they have is usually in the site-based program, our seniors, just because they like that structure. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, they're more comfortable in saying, okay, what I need, what I know about Big Brothers and Big Sisters, I get them an hour a week. Well, something about knowing that it's school-related, they certainly feel confident in their own schooling, their own education. So it's something that they're more at ease in signing up with. They're like, what am I going to do with this kid for an hour a week? You know, I can't shoot hoop anymore, or I'm not necessarily. Even though those matches go well in community, there's just a real good comfort level and a much more higher sign-up rate in the site-based program for our seniors. But what a fit that is. I mean, because they do, you know, they have the opportunity to give back and really make a difference in a kid's life.
Gratifying.
So gratifying. And, you know, seniors are all about, they understand data. They understand, I mean, look at the data that's provided by Big Brothers and Big Sisters and what it does, what that mentoring does educationally to a kid. And I can tell you again, going back as a superintendent for bigs that become part of the site-based program, I mean, it's amazing, the graduation rate, the behavior rate, the attendance rate. I mean, it's crazy what that hour would do, and it's really a rewarding program, you know, for the big. So that's something that they need to think about. Of course, this year's not this time, but, you know, is not the most normal of time to have this happen. But
sure. But
when they sign up, it takes a while anyways, because mm-hmm. the vetting system is not easy. I mean, time-wise, it takes some time. So by the time this thing's worked out, they'll be ready to go.